A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My cup you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Humanity did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." We have a very familiar story here about James and John, two brothers, the sons of Zebedee. A very familiar story that often turns us off towards these two and their mother. It seems as if they are being rather audacious, even preposterous, in suggesting that somehow they might have a superior place in the kingdom. Yet it's remarkable that Jesus really does not, if we listen carefully, chastise them. He simply asks a question. They may seem ambitious or self-promoting, and Jesus doesn't condemn that as such. In fact, much gets done in the world because there are people who are self-promoting, ambitious. It may not be the most desired quality from one point of view, but from another, it does imply that there are people who accomplish things because they have a certain confidence or a certain willfulness or a certain desire to get ahead. Whether we consider that acceptable or not, Jesus does not really chastise them for this pride or lack of humility or self-assertiveness. He simply asks them a question. Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? That word, cup, call to mind several places in the Gospels where it is used. Jesus in Gethsemane, "If this cup could pass me by." Or at that last festive meal with the disciples, "This is the cup of the covenant in my blood." That word cup carries with it all the connotations of the suffering as well as the newness of life that gets implied with the covenant. It's not easy to live in a covenanted relationship with God. What might be asked of us, expected of us. We could speak about, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer did, the cost of discipleship, in contrast to cheap grace. Discipleship is not something that comes easy. And so Jesus is, in a way, sympathetic to the two. He doesn't chastise them, and he addresses all the 12 and says, "Come now, among us. It's not to be as it is so often in the world. You're not to lord it over one another. The last will be first. We have come to serve." He uses it as an opportunity to teach them about his own understanding of servanthood. But that which stands at the heart of the text is the question, am I, are we able to drink of the cup? We can talk as much as we want about the kingdom, about the gospel, about being followers of Jesus, following after Christ, but the question at the heart of it, the question at the heart of it is, can we drink of the cup? Sometimes I think when we come to the Eucharist and the cup is offered us, if we could understand the full implications of our yes to the cup, rather than receiving it and saying yes or amen, we would distance ourselves, back away, because the question is there. Can I drink of the cup? As I am reminded of even the cup of martyrdom, the cost of discipleship, the challenge that's involved. And so in one way, Jesus is even compassionate towards James and John and simply says, yes, indeed, you will drink of the cup, but you don't know at this point in your life what it is you're asking or saying. As to the other matter, I can't answer it. That's up to my Heavenly Father. But I can say, if you say yes to me and come follow me, you will drink of the cup. Are we ready? Can we drink of the cup?